charcoal tweed jacket, a grey scarf, probably cashmere, frayed at the ends, wrapped once, twice around his neck. And above this hung a face that had softened since the last time. A face written more loosely. A face less harsh and more patient, suppler, gentler. A face rinsed clean of its adolescence. The face of a young man who had learned to stifle his impatience. A young man who had learned how to wait. Tatiana, funnily enough, had been thinking about him the previous evening, which might seem an amazing coincidence, except that she often thought about him. And I'm sure that you, too, can brood and mope sometimes about love affairs that went wrong years ago. The pain's not worse after 10 years. It doesn't necessarily increase with time. It's not an investment, you know, regret. Lost love doesn't have to be a tragedy. There's not always enough material there for a story. But for these two, I'll make an exception, if you don't mind. Look how shaken they are to find each other again. Look at their eyes.
Eugene, hi. Haven't seen you for ages,
beamed Tatiana, a pretty good actress. He sat down next to her. The seat was still warm. On the black window reflecting his face, a sleeper's forehead had stamped a little circle of grease, like the watermark on a banknote. A record of time spent, now disappearing. Tatiana could see herself in the window too, at an angle, as the train sped up, roaring. The sudden surges, sharp bends and screeching stops of Line 14 are notoriously vicious. It's hard to stand up or chat or read, but it does have an upside. It takes you from your first stop to your last, fast. As they rushed from one place to another, Tatiana stared at the window that reflected him and her together. Eugene yelled,
"So, how are things? I had no idea you were pregnant."
She wasn't. And yet, it was difficult to contradict Eugene at that moment, since on her duffel coat was a massive badge, and on that badge, a baby grinned, a big white speech bubble proudly declaring in capital letters, "Baby on board." And in smaller letters, just below, "Thank you for giving me your seat." So it was only logical that Eugene, who was feeling somewhat upset by this news and surprised to be upset and a bit confused, should come to this conclusion. There was an explanation, which could not be given then and there, that because empty seats were so rare on the Paris metro between 8 and 9 a.m., Tatiana had, a few months before, bought this VIP, very impregnated person, pass, her guarantee of a place to rest her bum. She loved seeing all those kind ladies and gentlemen spot her badge and leap to their feet as if their seat were on fire. She would thank them, flashing soft Virgin Mary smiles. And since there was nothing secret about her condition, it often set off shouted conversations about baby names and baby clothes and giving birth and epidurals and nurseries and breastfeeding and so on and so on. She'd had to do some research into the mysteries of maternity. She needed a coherent story, for at that time of day, it was often the same passengers standing, swaying, sitting in the train carriage. She couldn't claim one day that she was 4 months gone with twins, and the next that it was a little girl with Downs that she and her husband had decided to keep, and the day after that it was a miracle child, conceived after 8 rounds of IVF, and the day after that she was a surrogate mother for 2 gay men. No one would believe her if her story kept changing. This need for precision was the price she had to pay for a free seat every day. Until spring, when she could ride a Vélib to the National Library without shivering. "Who's the father?" asked Eugene.
"The father?
His name's Murray."
"Murray? Do I know him?"
"No, I don't think so. He's British," said Tatiana, who had just invented him. For a moment they were silent. Then Tatiana paid him a compliment. "You look very elegant."
"Ah, thank you," Eugene replied. "I'm going to my grandfather's funeral."
"Oh, that's great," said Tatiana, who obviously hadn't given herself enough time to process this information. Next station, Gare de Lyon. To the right, on the other side of the tracks, a lush tropical forest suddenly appeared behind glass. I remember how, age 7 or